Week 12 of the NFL season kicked off last night. Let's look ahead to Sunday and get your best bets for Week 12 with our guy Steve Rapp, who joins us at this time every Friday from Sports Interaction and Sports Interaction's Inside the Lines, which you can hear every Sunday morning from 8 till 10:30 right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Hello, Mr. Rapp. How are you?
I'm doing well, Pat. Good to talk to you. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you as well. It's Grey Cup week here in the city, and we can maybe talk a little CFL in just a couple of minutes, but let's get to your picks of the week for Week 12 in the NFL, and let's start with Oakland and the New York Jets. This is the one bad game you've chosen in terms of the opposition. The other two pretty darn good, but as you say, there are no bad games. There's only bad lines. Right now, New York Jets favored by three at New York Jets underdogs by three, Oakland favored by three on the road. Last check at Sports Interaction. Tell us about this game.
Well, like I like to steal from Todd Firm that's on our show, the money you win is green no matter what the game is, Pat. So you know what? I'm going to go back to the well for the third week in a row with the New York Jets. Jets open to Sports Interaction, 3.5-point dog. Public solidly on the visiting Raiders. Bigger bets, sharp bets, bring this one down to three. Actually weighted to the dog now. Same thing for me as last week. Sam Darnold over his mono. He's back at full strength. This is a Jets team that a lot of people like coming into the season. I'm going to keep jumping on him here until the betting public takes away the value. A win this week, this might be it. This might be our last run on him. In my books, they shouldn't be a full field goal dog at home to what I believe is an overrated Raiders team who traveled to the eastern half of the country for the fourth time this season with a trip to London being thrown in there. They're the only team in the league with a winning record and a negative point differential. They've allowed 25 more points than they've scored. They struggle against the spread on the road, only covering two of their last 10. And the home team has been the play in this matchup, going 8-2-1 their last 11. And I'm going to pull out another one, Pat. I know you know I love this one. Better defense at home, taking points. Jets ranked 13th, Raiders ranked 22nd. Take the Jets plus three. I think they can win this game outright.
Should be a really good game between Green Bay and San Francisco in San Fran. San Fran favored by three.
Yeah, it looks like this Green Bay is going to be the public side of this one as they travel to San Francisco as a 3-point dog. Niners have shown some cracks recently. A lot of that is due to their injuries on offense. Matt Breida is going to be out. George Kittle is, he practiced Friday, but he's still a little bit doubtful. And that's just two of the problems they face on Sunday night. They've also been torched by running QBs the last three games, giving up 119 yards rushing to Kyler Murray twice and Russell Wilson. Now, Aaron Rodgers is not those two guys with his feet, but he is sneaky mobile. He'll be able to take advantage of that flaw. And with a schedule that's included Arizona twice, Washington, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Tampa Bay, I don't think San Francisco has had more softies and signature wins, like that one at the Rams, which suddenly doesn't look as good as it did at the time. They get a Packers team fresh and rested coming off a bye. Packers rolling, winning five of their last six, covering four of them. They get a Niners team that struggled two of the last 3 weeks to beat Arizona. This is definitely a step up in class. Going to take another three, and that's the theme this week, all plus threes.
And finally, speaking of which, Baltimore favored by three on the road against the LA Rams.
Yeah, you notice I'm not shying away from the big games, Pat. I'm going to assume.
No, I love it.
Yeah, I know. I got it. You got to step up sometimes. I think the market here has gotten away from this Ravens team. Sports Interaction opened this Ravens a 2-point favorite in LA. Lots of public money has pushed this onto the three. Actually, surprisingly, Pat, 90% of the spread and money line as well as parlays are already on Baltimore Monday night. And that's pretty strange itself to see one side in one game on a Monday night get so much action so early in the week. The Ravens are now the public darlings, and that for me makes it a good time to fade them. This has to be looked at as a must win for the Rams. At six wins, they're three games out of first in division, two games out of the final wild card spot. If we're going to get the best effort from the Rams, you'd have to think it would be at home in prime time. The Rams defense, which ranks second in yards per rush attempt, second in open field yards allowed, may be best suited to contain Lamar Jackson, this Ravens offense. Fading the public on big road favorites are going to hit you consistently this year alone. Teams getting less than 50% of the bets are 85 and 70. The higher the public percentage, the bigger that number gets. I'm going to take the Rams plus three at home with Baltimore. think it might be time that the people are just getting a little too comfortable with Baltimore and that point spread.
Very interesting. So all plus threes. So Steve Rapp's picks of the week. New York Jets plus three at home to Oakland. Green Bay plus three on the road in San Francisco. L.A. Rams plus three at home to the Baltimore Ravens. Tell us about, should be a really interesting inside the lines from 8 till 10:30 on Sunday morning. Tell us a little bit more about what to expect.
13 NFL games, and we will be doing the Grey Cup, which you're graciously hosting in Calgary. Todd Furman will be there. He'll give us a Grey Cup pick. Phil Gray from Sports Interaction will tell us what he's seeing in action for the Grey Cup.
And then tell us a little bit more about Sports Interaction.
Well, speaking of the Grey Cup, nice of you to feed that to me like that. The Hamilton Tiger Cats, a 4-point favorite. 52, and they've really treated it like a Super Bowl. There are over 100 props listed, rushing props, passing props. Will Nicole Kidman be seen on TV? Color of the Gatorade, the stuff that you see for the Super Bowl. Another interesting Sports Interaction story, since I have you on the line, a player in Sports Interaction bet $1 on a 10-team parlay and cashed in $60,000 this week. $1 got him $60,000. Dreams do come. And I thought maybe it was you, because this 10-team parlay, that's kind of like your MO a little bit, isn't it?
No? I was going hot and heavy with parlays earlier this year. I was really loving them, and then I went about on a dry spell of about 10 straight where I didn't come close. So I was like, you know what? I might go back to just betting single games.
I think I'm going to go, yes, and that is the way to go. Listen, let's be honest. If you're fishing for 10-team parlays to win $60,000, they're not going to happen very often. I'm rooting for Hamilton -4. Which way are you going?
I've got the under for sure. I think it's a very low-scoring and tight defensive game. And I'm gonna take Winnipeg. I think this is a close game, and especially with a 4-point spread, I think the Bombers keep this within a field goal. I think this is going to be right down to the wire, and no team is winning by more than three. So I think it's close, and I like the Bombers on Sunday.
Yeah, I like your under. I think that is the play. And it's called for a cold but no snow, so the field should be good, not too much ice. So we'll see. Ice would cause turnovers. That would be good for unders.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be good weather here in Calgary. That'll be good. All right, Steve, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Week 12 games, and we will talk to you for Week 13 next week. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, and enjoy your Grey Cup weekend.